We're joined with Brian McClendon, the wide receiver coach and co-offensive coordinator. And first of all, coach, welcome to the University of Miami.
I am excited to be here. Just with what I say it all the time, with what the University of Miami has meant to the college football world, and the history of college football is just it's unrivaled by anything. So just really excited about to be a part of the program and a part of this family, and just can't wait to get started.
Coach, you come to us from Oregon. The last couple of years, you were the wide receiver coach and passing game coordinator, and you were also the interim head coach when Coach Cristobal decided to come here. What attracted you to the University of Miami?
One was just, and I mentioned it earlier, just it's such a storied program. Okay. You know, it's such a storied program. It means so much to college football, and college football is just better when Miami's great. It really is. It's better when Miami's great. And but to do it with Coach Cristobal and the people that he's bringing in, and his vision and what I've seen him do, and the direction that he takes programs, it's just I felt like it was a match made in heaven. So I really feel good about the people that's here, and regardless of wherever the place is, you know, it's the people that make the place up, and I feel like this place has not just access to special people, but has special people here already.
Well, Coach, we'll bounce around a little bit. You played for the University of Georgia. Yep. You played for Mark Richt. That's right. You coached for Mark Richt. You were an interim head coach at Georgia as well. Let's go with the question of how did Mark Richt impact your life?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to beat a better person. It's hard to meet a better person. Just with what he stands for, and just his whole envision of how to build good men. I like to think I'm a good product of that, because I like I said, I played for him for 4 years, but he really just illustrated down how every decision that needs to be made is for the guys, and not just the guys, it's for the betterment of those guys. And so just as long as you keeping that the priority, it really makes a lot of things easier within coaching and just with dealing with people in general. I feel like he's, you know, just his, you know, him being led by his faith, him being very, very conscientious of how this affects everybody was just something that rubbed off on not just me, but everybody who he came in contact with. So, I think, you know, he's poured into my life. I've been up under, I like I said, I played for him for 4 years, worked for him from 9. And so, I was able to work up and close with Coach, and he's just a super person. And I think the world of him. So I think the world of him.
Coach, you went from Georgia, and Coach Richt, you went over to South Carolina. You were 2 years there. You're the offensive coordinator, wide receiver coach, but also you were named 2-time National Recruiter of the Year. What does that mean? Explain what that means.
Well, at some point in time, you know, you got to do some recruiting when it comes to college football, and that's really what it's made of. It really is just getting good players. It's a saying within the coaching world. It's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmys and the Joes, you know. And so I tell people all the time, you know, I've coached a bunch of really great players. But I coach those guys just like I coach the guys that maybe not as talented to them and everything else. So, but it's the players that kind of make up any scheme, and the players that make up anything that you see out there. And you need to go out there and try to bring in the best ones that you possibly can. And that's another thing that I think makes University of Miami so special. You know, just within a short radius of campus, your access to great players is just, it's in abundance. You know, you have to do a really good job of keeping those guys here, and showing guys that University of Miami is a place where they can reach all their goals and dreams and aspirations, both on and off the field. So, but that's what it's made up of. And you know, I've done a good job of bringing in good players at some previous stops. But you know, recruiting is about relationships, and it's about building those relationships and developing guys. It really is, and developing guys. So, so that part of it's real good. And like I said, I mean, a lot of it is you need to have a good product to sell. You know what I mean? And I feel like, man, the University of Miami is a good a product to sell as any. I can promise you that.
Coach, what when you look back at your time at South Carolina, Debo Samuel was there. You coach him as an All-American. He just made a Pro Bowl in 2021 for the 49ers. So you know what that guy is supposed to look like.
Coached a few ones. But, you know, speaking about Debo in particular, you know, he's just – the thing that he understood at very early in his career, especially when I started coaching him, is how much you do off the field directly affects how much you on what you can do on the field. You know, it's not something that you could differentiate. All right, hey man, I'm going to do everything right here, but I'm not necessarily going to focus on doing everything right off the field. And that's something that's really important in the wide receiver room, and the rooms that I've coached. And guys understanding that. And the quicker guys not just understand that and embrace that, I feel like the better off that those guys are. But, you know, because being a professional wherever it is, football player, whether it's a school bus driver, teacher like my mom was, you know, it goes hand in hand. You know, it really goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand, not just professionally, but how you carry yourself and things you prioritize. So that was one of the things that he really understood at an early age. And so, but just his whole mentality, obviously, man, a very talented guy. He's a special player, but he's an even more special person. So I'm more proud of the person he is than the player that he is, but he's definitely a special player as well.
Coach, you look at this receiving room that you have right now. Last year, Mike Harley and Rambo had outstanding seasons. They were great compliments to each other. But there's Brinson and Keyshawn Smith and Restrepo and Rashad and Jacoby. There's a bunch of guys here with a lot of talent. Let's go to the end of spring. What do you try and have them understand by the time spring football's over?
Well, you know, talent is really good, and talent is important to have, but production and talent are two different things, you know. And so what you want to make sure that you're doing is have the guy's production matches talent or exceed it. And so a lot of times when it's not, it's normally a gap. If there's a gap in there, then there's normally something off, you know what I mean? So, like I said, the biggest thing is just making sure that those guys understand that being great is a lot more than what you just do out there at practice. It's a lot more than what you do over here actually in the building. You know, it's like I said, you know, something that Debo understood, it's truly a lifestyle. You know, you got to devote your lifestyle in order to do it. You know, it's not, if the only time you're working out is when it's time to work out, then we're probably not going to be very good, you know. When you're coming over here and you're running routes only when it's time allotted for that, then we're probably not going to be very good. You know, same thing as watching film, same thing as studying, same thing as learning what to do. So really just making sure that we understand just a high level of responsibility that we have to the team. To be at our best both on and off the field is just something that we're going to focus on the most every single day. And I feel like if you do that, then you can maximize every day that you have.
Coach, what makes a great wide receiver physically?
Yeah, sure. The first thing is you got to be able to catch. I mean, that's kind of important.
People forget that, don't they?
People want to run it. I mean, first and foremost, to be a great one, you got to catch the football. And it goes a little bit more than just catching it when they're open, because very rarely will a receiver ever catch the ball and there's nobody around them, right? So it's being able to focus on the football amongst everything else that's going on, getting tugged on, getting pulled on, getting pushed, you know, trying to release, trying to, you know, you're up there trying to get the DB's hands off of it. So just to be able to have zoom focus on the point of the football is something that's going to be really, really important to us. And then, you know, obviously, man, you got to be able to get in and out of breaks really well. You got to be able to beat man-to-man. You know, you got to be able to beat man-to-man. And so regardless of whatever defenses do, when it comes down to those critical situations, red zone, third down, people want to get down close on you, play man-to-man, and try to deny the football. So you got to be able to beat man-to-man at a very high level. So you got to be able to obviously dominate the line of scrimmage and be ready to separate as a route runner. And then the last thing I would say that makes a great receiver is guys that understand that catching the ball is not enough. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your responsibility as a wide receiver to make plays on top of what you do, on top of just to catch, you know. So, I mean, just catching the ball and then, you know, breaking, you know, catching a hitch and then breaking a tackle and then going to go score 60, you know, and or catching a slant, breaking a tackle and going to go do things like that. So being dangerous after the catch or when we have the football is the other ones that make the great ones do. And shoot, man, there's been a bunch of great ones here that's done it.
Coach, congratulations on being here at the University of Miami, and we'll talk to you a bunch more, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank you.